Traditionally, the homily on Palm Sunday is brief to allow the passion narrative to speak for itself, so I'll follow that custom. But today we do hear about two different crowds. At the beginning of Mass, we have one crowd of people who are praising Jesus Christ as King and the Messiah as he enters Jerusalem. And then just now we hear the crowd calling for his death. How quickly the tides turn. You know, you wonder where the followers were who were all hailing him as the Messiah a couple days later when he was being crucified. But there were very few who stood by him. I think one of the things that teaches us is how fickle human beings are and how often we change sides when it's convenient. And it's rare to find people who are truly faithful to Jesus Christ. You know, some follow only when they want to get something out of it, or some just go through the motions or just do it when it's convenient, and then they turn their back on him later when it's convenient for them to do so. And if we just think about the great numbers who just leave the church or don't even bother to come for trivial reasons, and they don't practice the faith. You know, how few people follow his commandments day in and day out. But Christ gives us an example of love unto death. And he calls us to follow that example. You know, that's what he calls us to do as his disciples, is to make a total commitment, just as he gave his life for us, as his disciples, to be willing to give our lives for him. You know, that's not lip service. You know, he calls us to discipleship, which is a total commitment. So one of the things we can perhaps think about today is, which group are we? Are we the ones who follow Christ only when it's convenient and then turn against him when it's not? Are we those who ran and hid out of fear? Or are we the ones who truly loved him and would stand by him no matter what the price? Are we the ones who would live and die professing our faith? I would hope and pray that this church would be filled with those who are in the last group, the third group, those who would be faithful unto death, following his example of love for us.